So you're a tough guy, like you really rough guy. Just can't get enough guy, just always so puff guy. I'm that bad type, make your mama sad type. Make your girlfriend mad type, might seduce your dad type. I'm the bad guy.
Duh.
Chapter 17. Dick received a message from Tim before he finished with patrol. Tim.
Batrat suspicious. Avoid manor at all costs. It's too late for me, but you can still save yourself.
Dick heaved a sigh as he read the words. To say that Damien was a handful was understating things quite a bit. It didn't matter that Bruce already had experience with Dick, Jason, and Tim. He'd been in way over his head with Damien. Funnily enough, Damien was most like Jason in bad attitude and level of difficulty. And Bruce was seriously lucky that Jason hadn't been 10 and already capable of assassinating people when he found him. Or he might not have lived long enough to add Tim and Damien to the family. It'd been over a year, and Dick was still wary of Tim and Damien being alone together. Because while Dick was pretty sure Damien wouldn't take a cheap shot and try to kill Tim when he'd let his guard down, there was still that little bit of doubt, which turned into full-blown worry at the idea of them alone at the manor while Damien had an obvious bone to pick, especially because he was always extra prickly on the nights he was forced to take a break from patrolling. Besides, it wasn't like Damien was wrong to be suspicious. He and Tim, and now Alfred, were hiding something from Damien. Dick didn't really like it. Secrets were not good for a partnership, and they weren't good for family. Of course, he understood Tim's reasoning completely. Handling Jason required finesse. Jason was skittish and volatile. He was a bit like an abused stray cat, wary of all people. He needed to be brought into the family without him realizing he was being brought into the family, and Tim had been bringing him in carefully. Damien would not fit in with Tim's careful plans, but the boy was their brother too, and Dick thought it was important to involve him in this as well. As for Bruce, well, Bruce was off-planet for another week or so. That gave them plenty of time to decide on how to bring him in. Dick.
Nah, I'm on my way. We'll tell him together.
Tim.
Are you sure that's a good idea?
He could read the extreme skepticism. Dick.
Jason is his brother, too.
Tim didn't reply, which was a sure sign of protest. But he didn't outright argue, so Dick figured he was willing to go along with him, even if he wasn't particularly crazy about the idea. When he arrived at the cave, Damien was sitting in the large chair in front of the computer, arms crossed and watching Dick disapprovingly. Behind him, Tim was leaning against the table, fingers kneading his forehead, clearly regretting every single life choice that brought him to this moment. Dick looked at Damien again, looking exactly like a miniature disapproving Bruce, and sympathized a little. "Grayson, good of you to show your face," Damien greeted coldly. "Hey, Damien," Dick greeted cheerfully, knowing it would piss him off. "How was school today?" Damien bristled at the reminder that he was, in fact, an 11-year-old child and was forced to do demeaning things like attend school and not patrol every night. "You've been hiding something, both of you. I demand to know." Dick was regularly distracted by how similar Damien was to Bruce. It was easy to see Bruce in his expressions and mannerisms, and it was difficult to get used to at times. A tiny little Bruce trying to give him orders. Dick was trying to train him out of the orders part, though. It was slow going, though. He wasn't a miracle worker. "Okay, first off, it's not that we've been hiding something. More that we were waiting on timing."
"Timing? Explain."
Damien ordered. Tim sighed in annoyance and suggested tightly, maybe if you tried asking instead of just bossing everyone around. Drake, the day I take a suggestion from you is the day you actually manage to contribute something to this family. Damien retorted disdainfully. Tim's lips curled in a silent snarl that immediately made Dick wary. Tim was on the slighter side, sure, and it would probably only be a few years before Damien surpassed him in height and bulk, but Tim was plenty dangerous, physically and not. Damien frequently underestimated Red Robin, and Dick knew that if the two ever really went at it, the collateral damage would be inconceivable. Which was why he devoted a lot of time and energy into ensuring that never happened. Because he was the responsible one, apparently. And when the hell did that even happen? Although, to be fair, Bruce had shown extreme concern on the few occasions Tim had gotten mad enough to possibly act on his intense rage. Watching Batman usher Tim through the manor in a determined quest for pizza, Doritos, and piping hot coffee had been a somewhat amusing experience for Dick. It would have been downright hilarious if Dick hadn't been tensely waiting for the danger to pass. Damien still didn't get it. He didn't understand that with all of Tim's varying skills, he could bring the worldwide economy crashing down around them on a complete whim. Tim could send the planet into absolute chaos with an all-nighter, a pot of coffee, and a six-pack of energy drinks. Dick felt they were lucky Tim hadn't felt like it yet. As Batman's sons, they were all dangerous. But Dick knew without a doubt that Tim could cause the largest-scale disaster out of the four of them. Although Jason had become a powerful crime lord pretty much overnight, he probably would have taken over the entire Gotham underworld if he felt like it. Luckily for everyone, he'd gotten sick of Gotham and started traversing the globe and hunting down magical zombies instead. Anyway, the point was that Tim was dangerous and Damien still did not respect that fact. Dick was honestly a little worried about what would happen for Damien to finally learn that lesson. All right, let's just calm down, Dick said, moving to stand in between his two youngest brothers. Damien, this situation is delicate, but it's not right to keep you out of the loop anymore. You're going to need to follow our lead on this, though, okay? Perhaps I could decide that for myself, if you would just tell me what it is you're hiding, Damien declared pointedly and impatiently, arms still crossed over his chest. They'd been working on some of his entitlement issues with the whole kind of a prince thing, but they still had a long way to go. Clearly. Dick sighed and decided to just get it out there. Jason is back in Gotham. Damien stiffened in his chair and his narrowed eyes switched from Dick to Tim and back again. Todd is in the city. That is what Dick just said, yes. Your parroting powers are impressive as ever, Tim remarked dryly. Shut up, Drake, Damien snapped, giving Tim a furious stare. Then he shot his narrowed eyes back to Dick. Todd is in the city, and you've been keeping it from Father, he said, eyes accusing. He will be most displeased. Why have you kept it from him? It's a delicate situation, Dick repeated. Things aren't exactly what they seemed. We will tell Bruce, but we don't think that now is the right time. He's busy with League stuff anyway, and won't be back planetside for another week. He should still be informed, Damien said crossly. Father would want to know that Todd's back to murdering people in his city instead of outside of it. It is his right to know. Jason isn't murdering anyone, Tim said, a touch defensive. It was easy for Dick to see how attached he'd gotten in the month or so he'd been hanging out with Jason. He didn't find it particularly surprising, though. Jason had been Tim's Robin, and Tim had hero-worshipped him as a child. Tim was very invested in bringing Jason back into the fold. Are you defending that monster, Drake? Damien spoke, incredulous. Is your brain so diminutive that you've actually forgotten the numerous times he tried to kill you? Tim clenched his fists and opened his mouth, but Dick smoothly stepped in. It's not as simple as that, Damien. We didn't have all the information. What possible information could make any difference in the crimes Jason committed against this family? Damien demanded. And for a moment, Dick just basked in triumph. Because despite the situation, that right there was a major victory. The fact that Damien was recognizing their unit as a family, recognizing Tim as a member of that family, was more progress than Dick had ever thought they'd make. He opened his mouth to explain about the Lazarus pit, but Tim cut him off. I got this, Dick. Dick abruptly frowned, looking at Tim warily. This probably wouldn't be easy for Damien, what with Jason's history with the League of Shadows and his own mother. Talia's renouncement of Damien was still a sore subject for the boy, and Dick wasn't sure how Damien would take the inevitable discussion of his mother and her motives. I don't know if that's the best idea, he admitted. Tim ignored him and spoke to Damien. In between being resurrected and returning to Gotham to try and kill us, Jason was with the League of Shadows. Damien stiffened. What? Tim continued. You were with them at the same time. Think about it, Damien. Did you ever meet him? No, he snapped furiously. I would have known if I met Todd, Drake. He wasn't... He stopped abruptly, eyes widening and expression growing slightly disturbed. There was... He trailed off, and Dick found himself intensely interested. What, Damien? He pressed gently. There was a slave, he admitted, glancing away in mild guilt. And that was another sign of progress, because Damien now understood that people should never be allowed to own other people, despite what had been normal in the League of Shadows. I never saw his face. They called him the American. My grandfather intended him to be his head servant, an enviable position in the League, but he was reckless, crude, disrespectful, and completely uncooperative when he should have obeyed for his own sake. It could have been Todd. It probably was Todd. It was definitely Todd, he realized, the slightest touch of revulsion seeping into his expression, only visible to those who knew him well. You're sure? Tim checked. Damien made a face. I think it would have greatly appealed to my grandfather to have one of you as his slave and protege. Because of Bruce? Dick said, understanding Ra's newfound interest in Red Robin much better now. Because we're Bruce's sons. Damien nodded stiffly. Having one of father's sons as his head servant assassin would have greatly pleased him. But the American, Todd, was defiant. He refused all orders unless they involved his training and would facilitate his own goals. I never met him or saw his face. They kept him hooded when they moved him about the various compounds. But they made him into a cautionary tale. They made an example of him for his defiance so that others would know the cost of disobedience. The punishments didn't deter him, though, and Todd continued to defy my grandfather. Eventually, my grandfather gave up on the notion and decided to have him executed instead. That's when my mother negotiated for his ownership. She kept us separated. I thought he was just a side project for her. Perhaps a method of proving she could succeed where my grandfather had failed. But now, I think she intended Todd to seek out Drake and kill him so there'd be no one standing in my way once I ended Grayson. Damien spoke, a little distant. A method of protecting himself from the current topic of conversation, no doubt. She would have known exactly how to twist Todd for her purposes. It worked, clearly, he added dryly. She knew exactly how to twist Jason because of her vast experience in dealing with the Lazarus syndrome, Tim said pointedly. Damien briefly looked startled before it all clicked in place in his mind. So that's it. Todd was immersed in the Lazarus pit. He was, Dick confirmed, and it's worn off, which is why he hasn't killed anyone in a year, and why Tim and I are in contact with him. Damien nodded, looking like he partially understood. But why hide it from Father? He would be very interested. Dick sighed heavily. Just because we understand things now doesn't mean they're suddenly simple. Yeah, the Lazarus Pit changes everything, but Bruce is still one of Jason's least favorite people right now. Not to mention he has PTSD on top of everything. He didn't come back to Gotham to reconcile with the family, and if it were up to him, he wouldn't get involved with any of us ever again. So we're subtly trying to convince him otherwise. I'm sure you understand how suddenly bringing Bruce into this would be like throwing a match on a powder keg. We really want this to work for all of us, including Bruce. So for right now, it's better to keep him in the dark. Damien frowned. I disagree. He will overreact when he realizes you've been hiding this from him. That will be the match on the powder keg. It wasn't a bad point, Dick realized, but it was kind of too late now. Tim apparently agreed. Well, that part is done, so there's no going back now. Don't tell Bruce, Dick told his youngest brother. Damien looked like he was about to protest, so Dick continued quickly. You can come with us tomorrow to see him. Then you can judge yourself whether or not you still think he might kill one of us and make your decision then. But until then, don't tell Bruce. Damien tilted his head, considering. All right, he finally agreed, and Dick let out a large, relieved breath. This was good. This was going to work. They were going to get Damien on their side, and then, once they got the girls, that would be everyone teaming up on Bruce. He wouldn't stand a chance. Not that Dick was even sure Bruce would try to keep them from bringing Jason back into the family. He honestly didn't know what Bruce would want, but he did know how strongly Bruce felt about the no-killing thing, and they all knew that Bruce could be irrational at times. Okay, tomorrow night we'll go visit Jason's warehouse and you can see what he's been up to. Sound good to everyone? Whatever. Damien rolled his eyes and looked like he was going to turn his attention back to his homework. And really, he was doing his homework on the Bat computer, but Tim stopped him. Damien, he was a slave for Roz for 2 years. How bad was it? Tim asked solemnly. Damien's expression turned grim as he admitted, bad. Tim twitched slightly and quickly stalked out of the cave. Because coming from Damien, the word meant really horribly awful, and even I don't want to know the details. Dick clenched up, imagining what Jason would have endured, imagining him trying to escape again and again, trying to come home. Jason had needed rescuing, and they hadn't been there for him. Again. They hadn't even known he was alive. Dick truly hated Talia more than he ever thought possible in that moment. The way she'd just thrown away Damien the second he decided he wanted to be his own person and not kill his adopted brothers was awful. He'd only been 10, and she'd told him she could never love him. And then she'd kept Jason from them, taken advantage of his pain, and twisted him with the madness of the pit. He despised her for it. I'm sorry, Grayson. Damien spoke, breaking him out of his thoughts. Dick blinked at him in confusion. For what? I should have realized about Todd. It's incredibly obvious now, and the signs were all there. I recognized the hallmarks of assassin training. I should have realized Todd trying to kill Drake had my mother behind it. I should have recognized the signs of the Lazarus Pit. Dick shook his head. That's not your fault, Damien. All of us have had experience with Talia and experience fighting assassins. None of us put it together. Not even Bruce. Don't worry about it. We know now, and we are going to set everything right. Damien didn't say anything, but he nodded firmly before turning his attention back to his homework. Dick sighed again and tried very hard not to think about Jason and what creative and ever more painful methods Roz would have used for punishment. It wasn't easy.